car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update. Next.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own and run their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers, your care is our business. Book an appointment today.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Thank you for listening this morning. Hello, Chris Moyles here. It's Monday, June 16, 2025. Dominic Byrne's got your news, sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the National Crime Agency is going to lead a nationwide operation to tackle grooming gangs. It follows to Keir Starmer's commitment to set up a statutory inquiry. Our reporter Fraser Knight says it all follows a change of heart from the Prime Minister over the weekend.
After months of saying there was no need for a national public inquiry, the Prime Minister made a big U-turn at the weekend. It says a report out later is expected to recommend a deeper dive. But Baroness Casey says it shouldn't drag on for years to come.
In other news this morning, four people have been killed in Iran strikes in central Israel as fighting between the two countries intensifies. Tehran has confirmed an Israeli attack killed its armed forces intelligence chief yesterday. In the US, a man suspected of killing a Democratic politician and her husband in Minnesota. There's been a large search after the shooting on Saturday night. Local officials say 57-year-old Vance Bolter is alive and has been taken into custody. MI6 is going to be led by a woman for the first time. Blaise Metrawelle will take over from Sir Richard Moore. She'll become chief of the Secret Intelligence Service in the autumn. And a college in Scotland's added Britpop to the curriculum and an Oasis masterclass ahead of the reunion tour. Glasgow Clyde College says the lessons will aim to introduce the band to a new generation of fans. More than 1.4 million tickets have now been sold across the 17 UK dates this summer.
Sport.
We're going to start with the F1. If you don't want to know what happened at the Canadian Grand Prix, then turn your radio down for about, I don't know, 13 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, George Russell won it. He kept his win in the Canadian Grand Prix. It's after the stewards rejected a protest by Red Bull. They claim he drove erratically behind the safety car, but that was overruled. It was brought on after McLaren teammates Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri collided.
Oh, no!
With just three laps remaining.
Oh, no!
World champion Max Verstappen finished second. 18-year-old Kimi Antonelli came in third.
Oh, he's amazing.
Incredible.
So what happened to...
George Russell won.
Yeah.
And then...
Verstappen second and Antonelli third.
Yeah, so those...
But what happened to...
I think they both crashed out.
No!
He says, I think they both crashed out.
What about Yuki?
Don't know where Yuki Tsunoda came, actually.
Okay.
But I imagine he was annoyed by whatever it was. He always sounds...
Shut up!
Yeah, he always sounds a bit annoyed. Champions League winners PSG made a winning start to the Club World Cup. They beat Atletico Madrid 4-0. Bayern Munich hammered the amateur side Auckland City 10-0. Chelsea start their campaign against Los Angeles tonight. And the summer transfer window in England and Scotland reopens today. Clubs were able to sign players during a short 10-day period earlier this month, but that was to allow sides in the Club World Cup to boost their squads.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the... I'll find it. Okay.
Weather.
With eBay.
Canada.
Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So, again, lots of sunshine around for the UK. There will be a little bit of rain for parts of Western Scotland, but temperatures eventually getting up to 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Oh, yes, and Norris got a DNF.
Mm.
Oh, no, let's have a look. Yuki was 12th.
Right.
Hamilton was 6th. Charles Leclerc was 5th. And Johnny Herbert was fourth.
Johnny Herbert?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Still racing.
Johnny Herbert, fourth.
That's very good.
The Canadian Grand Prix.
Where did Martin Brundle come?
11th.
Right, good. Good for Brundle.
Jensen was 9th.
Yes.
Look at that. Oh, and Brad Pitt was 14th.
Wow. What a skill.
That film's coming out soon, isn't it?
Yeah, looks great, doesn't it? Is it end of this month?
Have you watched the trailer on your phone?
No.
It vibrates in time.
What's that, what?
Does it?
The Formula One film with Brad Pitt in.
Yeah.
The trailer, if you watch it on your phone, vibrates in time with, like, it changing gear or having a crash. They've done some clever...
That's clever.
...haptic feedback.
On what? What do you watch that on?
On your iPhone.
But just on anything?
On Apple TV stream or something.
Right. That's very clever.
Very clever.
Hello.
Doing it.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a phone that does that, you just shake your phone whilst you're watching.
Absolutely.
It.
Yes.
And make meow noises.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The time is 7:05.
Monday.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So, finished the gig the other night, right? Had a few drinks. Jobs are good and lovely. And we were staying in a really beautiful, beautiful, stunning place called Denton Reserve.
Ooh.
Which is in a place called Denton, which is just like, you know, a couple of minutes away from Ilkley.
Hmm.
Right? And I'd said to someone, I was at a nice hotel. They went, well, it's not really a hotel. It's literally like a country manor house.
Right.
On acres of... You just wait. Hmm. It's amazing. And they weren't wrong. And you can go and have a look at this place if you want. Denton Reserve. You know when you hit the about on a website.
Ooh.
Thereabout doesn't go, yeah, we're a hotel in countryside. It goes, sometimes to move forward, you must reset and restart. At Denton Reserve, our goal is to protect and preserve the planet in every way we can, focusing on regeneration and recovery and holding nature at the heart of everything we do. I'm like that. You what?
It's a good blurb, that.
We're driven by an ambition to deliver nature recovery at scale. Yeah. What are the rooms like? What time's breakfast? Anyway, if you want to read up about it, you can go to their website and have a little look. And they have... the house, and then they've got a couple of other little things, and they're constantly working on it.
Hmm.
So it's the hall at Denton Reserve, okay? Go and have a look at the website.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
Grade 1 listed country house, okay? Dates back to, like, 1760s or something, right?
Hmm.
Same guy who designed that designed Harewood House in Leeds, which is very, very famous. Anyway, in you go. And you stay. But... here's the thing. We didn't get there till very late. Very, very late. Very, 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 very late.
Yeah.
And so we had instructions that the keys were going to be left for us.
Mm.
So there's gates and everything. So we got the key code for the gate. And then there was four of us staying in the 10-bedroom manor house. Right. Now,
this was
four of our team.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Now, the other rooms in the Great Hall of 10, so there's six rooms... they put in the umpires from this tennis tournament.
Oh, right, okay.
They were loving it. Because this tennis tournament's like a week and a half long or something.
Yeah.
So we don't get back till very, very, very late. And they've basically left the keys for us.
Mm.
So the two guys that get there before us are production guys for the 90s hangover. They spend a good 15 minutes trying to find these keys in the middle of the night.
Ah.
Right, at this spooky-looking manor house. Now, the other thing to point out is there's no one there. So there's no staff.
Oh, I see.
There's no one there to greet you.
So it's not a hotel in that respect.
No, no. Right. Sort yourself out, then there you go. Lovely.
Yeah.
So it's... everyone in there is asleep.
Yeah.
And then us. So we get the keys. We find them eventually. And we find a door. The keys unlock the door. And we go in.
Hmm.
We have no idea where we're going.
Oh, no.
There's no one to show us around. It's very dark. And it's huge. And it was the spookiest. It was like we'd broken in.
See Yvette Fielding around the corner.
So we walk through one door and it looks like it's a big hall
which could have been reception. We don't know. We found out we've basically gone through a back door to get into this place.
Right.
Then we walk into another room, and there's a kitchen.
Mm.
So we go, okay. Then into the other room, and it's a massive room with a huge table and blah, blah, blah. Like, you'd expect Henry VIII to be sat there. And yeah. We're like, okay, this is weird. Where are the rooms? Where are the stairs?
Yeah.
Then we find another room, which is a bar. And there's no one there. And that's a bad idea.
Mm.
Then there's another room which goes off to what can only be described as an orangery. But it's so dark, we're like, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there whatsoever.
Any lights on?
There's like, we found a couple of light switches, but the rest is like, okay. Oh, don't, we know any lights that were on, that's it. So there's four of us, four grown men walking around going, what's down there? I'm not going down there. You go down there. I'm not going down there. So we go, so what keys have we got? Well, we got, this one says number 10, that one says number 3. And I literally look up and there's one room downstairs and it's got the word 10 on it. So I just grabbed the number 10 key and I went, and that one's mine. Best of luck.
Night, everyone.
Night, everyone. I go in.
It looks incredible.
I went in, locked the door.
Yeah.
I just went straight to bed.
Was it lovely?
Oh, my God.
The room, incredible.
Look, and then in the morning...
Looks very luxurious.
You have some Michelin-star chef cookie breakfast.
Oh, great.
And there's only a couple of people there. I guess they're umpires. Jordan goes, I recognise that woman off the telly from Wimbledon. He goes, I swear blind.
Really?
And I went, really? He goes, yeah.
Do you like Martina Navratilova or something like that?
Well, that's Martina Navratilova is now doing some umpiring.
Right, no, that's true. She probably doesn't do that.
Oh, my God, the place was lovely. We have to go back. And then we wandered around and we met some lovely people who were looking after us the next morning. It was all great.
Yeah.
Looks lovely. Gotta check this place out. No, stunning.
Incredible.
Stunning. And they let me in there.
Amazing. I mean, they'll let anyone in these days, won't they?
And then, now, this is a very underrated thing, but as you know, it's very important. It's never a selling point in any hotel I've ever been to, but it's so important. So I got to have a shower the next morning, right?
Hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a weird man. I'm inherently lazy.
Right? Okay.
So I've got to sort my clothes out. I've got to sort out yesterday's clothes. I've got to kind of repack my case. I've got to do this. I've got to shower. There's like things to do, man. And I hate having showers in hotels because I look at the shower and it's like a rain thing yeah. Shower. And it's a bit of a wet room situation. And there's two handles. One that which looks like it's on off. And the other one is your hot and cold. Mm. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't be bothered. Spend the next... First of all, you switch it on. You don't know whether it's going to dribble out. It's going to go everywhere. Mm. It's going to be freezing. And then you move the temperature thing by a millimetre and it's scalding hot. And you just got to spend the next, like, 5 minutes trying to get a reasonable temperature. And obviously, you can't jump in too quick because... If you think, oh, that's not a bad temperature, but it might take a while to heat up, then the next thing is you're in it, it just gets hotter and hotter.
Yes.
And all of that. Switched it on. Temperature was perfect.
That's Denton for you.
Come but on you know when you stay in a hotel and you go, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And you switch the shower on and you put your hand on it and it comes straight down and you go, oh, my God, I don't need to change it. I don't need to change it. It's perfect. It's the perfect temperature. Is that just me that gets excited by those kind of things?
No, I think yeah, it is actually just you. Yeah.
Maybe, I do love a hotel shower though. I love it.
Mm.
Different every time.
But yeah, no, I don't. I do you know? I like the one where you press the button.
Oh, okay. Electric shower.
I like that.
Yeah.
Comes down, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. A little drench shower.
And guess what they had in the corner?
What
toilet? Dead a toilet.
Toilet. You need a toilet.
I know.
B-Dead.
What?
B-Day.
No.
Nah.
I wouldn't use it anyway.
Nah. No.
Well, I wouldn't put my wash bag in it.
Yeah.
That's what everyone uses a B-Day for, surely. No one's using a B-Day for what it was designed for.
What is it designed for?
It's for washing your... That's Crocodile Dundee, isn't it?
Is it?
It's for washing your back, sir.
As Chubby Brown once said, it saves you doing a handstand in the shower when you've got a sore after a curry. Right, anyway, moving on.
Radio-X. Coming up, more middle of the month mischief. Chris has been DJing all weekend, but has he had time to see the news? James will be putting him and Dom to the test with a weekend roundup quiz type thingy.
That's the one.
Plus, we'll attempt to open the 25K box once more after 8. If you're polite and well-behaved, Chris will give you a reminder of the question and those thoroughly entertaining T's and C's. Oh. 9 days until Glastonbury, folks.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, my God, it is as well.
A-T-O-X.
9 days until Glastonbury. Oh, my Lord. Well, let's celebrate that with some Primal Scream. It's going to be a beautiful day around the UK. The sun is going to shine unless you live in Glasgow. Radio X. Bam.
Thieves will keep a feeling, whores will keep a whoring, junkies keep scoring, traders on a meat track, surgeons pull a hunchback, bitches keep a bitching, clap just keeps a itching, ain't no use of praying, that's the way staying, baby.
Tell them that story about being at Denton Reserve, Denton Hall, whatever you want to call it, and people are saying, I'm getting very Rocky Horror vibes about your story.
It does look incredible, though.
Turning up to a spooky house in the middle of the night. Me and Janet.
Who's Janet?
It's a Rocky Horror. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Then you need to see it.
Janet Report is in it.
Lee says, who's clicking a mouse? I think they need a quieter one. It's probably James.
No, it wasn't.
I actually think it was me, and I usually turn the microphone off. You're absolutely right. It is annoying that. I get annoyed. by people who do that, i.e. me. Sorry.
Are you not going to mention the Le Mans? The Le Mans. Oh, dear.
Le Mans
24-hour result. Well, I'm not because I don't know it. Yeah. Dominic might do later.
Yeah, I'll do it later. Yeah. Le Mans.
Oh, yeah. Who's clicking?
That's me. So that's so loud now.
Click on
it. It's
something.
Never that loud. Listen.
I can hear it.
Loud. Why is that?
Have you been clicking lots recently?
It's.
He can't help himself.
You wore it out.
I've got a new mouse, I think, because that's louder than before. That's too loud, isn't it?
Very loud.
Yeah.
Chris Denton is beautiful. I lived there for 5 years. My husband was the shepherd on the estate. We'd be invited for mince pies and mulled wine at Christmas. Back it up there. I've never met anyone who said, genuinely, my husband was the shepherd on the estate.
No, that's very...
I mean, clearly shepherds exist, but...
Yeah. Imagine being a shepherd.
I thought... Do you know, here's my ignorance. I thought there weren't shepherds anymore. That was just part of a farmer's job.
Yeah.
But if you're an actual shepherd...
You're an actual shepherd.
And if you were brilliant at your job, you'd be a genuine, bona fide, good shepherd.
You would be a good shepherd. You're absolutely
brilliant.
Right.
Chris, the company I used to work at had Denton as its head office for many years. We had training days there, and you got to stay over. It was amazing.
Lovely.
Anyway, yes, I did have a lovely time. Thank you very much. Chris, you missed the amazing Shed 7 gig in Scarborough on Saturday night. Hope you're able to catch them at one of their gigs. What a great venue, Emma and George. This is our friend Emma Lumley. Emma, you got a shout-out as well from Rick Witter on the stage. I saw the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said hello to Emma and George.
Oh, nice.
That looked... I'm so gutted. I'm missing loads of good gigs at the moment. That Shed 7 gig did look amazing, to be fair.
How cool is that, Emma?
And did you go see Robbie Williams the other night, James?
I did, in Bath.
Great, went to see... Well, we'll talk about that later as well. All the gigs.
The Chris Miles Show.
7:21.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
You planned to go to the gym this afternoon, but sometimes the sunshine and a barbecue are irresistible. But when you're ready to work out, at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. And you get the flex you need with no lengthy contracts and unlimited classes with Core or Plus memberships. Whatever you're here for this summer, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London North Western Railway.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
Joyeux lundi! I'm back from France.
Cali Def Terra.
Sunter's back from Greece.
Happy Monday!
Gav's back from Surrey. We're refreshed, revitalised. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. C'est un truc.
A what?
It's French for thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University, the future is open.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
TITCMSORX. Or not as an acronym. This is The Chris Miles Show on Radio X.
Zut alors.
Zut alors.
Johnny Vaughan parlaying the old Francais there.
Yeah, and very impressively, actually.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Do you, how good is your French?
Pas mal.
Like, if I said to you, what, because he's back off his holidays, what would welcome back Johnny be?
Bienvenue, j'espère que vous avez passé un bon vacances.
Welcome back, Johnny, is all them words.
Welcome back, Johnny, hope you had a nice holiday.
Okay, yeah. So bienvenue is welcome.
Welcome.
And then what did you say?
Bienvenue, j'espère que vous avez passé un bon vacances. Nothing about a bum.
You did.
I hope you
said bum.
J'espère que vous avez passé un bon vacances. Wow. A good holiday.
Ah, bon.
Bon vacances.
You hope you had a bum.
A bum vacances.
No.
I mean, hope you had a nice holiday, Johnny.
What does zut alors mean?
Good Lord.
Does it?
Something like that. Yeah.
Zut alors.
Yeah.
What's ooh la la mean?
What is it? I think it's literally a translation of ooh la la.
Is it?
It is, yeah. It's the same.
What do they call the Eiffel Tower in France?
Tour Eiffel.
See, but they have it the wrong way around.
Wrong way around, isn't it? They do that sometimes, the French.
So do they call it, so to them, is that called the Tower Eiffel?
Yeah.
Or, like,
I know what you mean. In their heads, are they saying Eiffel Tower, but actually saying Tour Eiffel?
Everybody in the world calls that the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
But it's the Tour Eiffel.
Tour Eiffel, yeah.
Which I think she was in Beverly Hills 90210, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, and
no,
very good.
That's Tori Spelling. Hey! So, yes. And the Arc de Triomphe.
Yes. Is the triumphant arc.
Right.
Well, triumphant arc.
Isn't it weird that we call the Arc de Triomphe the Arc de Triomphe?
Yes.
But we call La Tour Eiffel
Eiffel Tower, yeah.
What's that about?
I know, what is that about? It's like a different language.
Yeah.
So weird.
Like a croissant, we call it a croissant.
Yeah. But it's a crescent. That's the translation of a croissant, which is why it's...
Is it really?
Well, because it's in the shape of a crescent, isn't it?
I never knew that.
So that's what
so
it means.
So does croissant mean crescent?
Yes.
Does it?
But we don't call it a crescent. We call it a croissant.
Wow. You learn something new every day. Just text me too if you... No, me if you...
Well. Me also.
Yeah, me also if that's just blowing your tidy mind. Don't send Dominic load of me too messages.
No,
just
thank you.
Me also. What was that? Shall I play a song? Yeah, we just...
Her name is Noel. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks. In kids and tube socks, but she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me.
'Cause I'm just a teenage dude, baby.
he lives on my block, and he drives an IROC. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. Feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
And Teenage Dirtbag, top song from Radio X. That's the name of us, Radio X. Write it down, in case someone knocks on your door and asks you. All right, good. Right, pay attention. I'm going to do you a little favour.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
By the way, so many people texting in going, well, I never knew a croissant was a crescent.
Exactly.
So there you are.
Someone's saying in Denmark, Danish pastries are just called pastries.
Yeah.
That's also true.
Tim in Nottingham says, I never knew that about croissants. Blew my tiny mind. Hashtag me too. Mm. No, no.
Me also, we're saying.
Yeah, me also. Very cool. Right. We have a locked box in the studio with £25,000 in it. If you unlock the box, that money is yours. And the only way you unlock the box is by correctly guessing the Radio X artist. That is the key to unlock the box. You have to answer a qualifying question if you want to be picked to play the game today. If you do get picked to play the game, you play for a shot at £25,000. But even if you're wrong today, you'll get £1,000 just for having a go. Listen carefully. Here is your qualifying question. 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? You have to text, not WhatsApp. It has to be a text. Start your text with the word box, write your answer, send it to 83936. I know most people know this, but you'll be flabbergasted if you can see the text. Text the word box, followed by your answer. Which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model 25 years ago? Text box and your answer to 83936. That text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Once you've done that, text the word box followed by your answer 83936. Once you've done that, then you need to work out, who are you going to guess? What is your guess? Which Radio X artist that we play do you think is the key to unlocking that box? and I'm going to give you right now all the incorrect answers so far. So pay attention. It is not any of the following guesses.
Skunk Anansie.
Nothing But Thieves.
Muse.
Stereophonics.
Oasis.
The Clash.
Blink 182.
Fifi Clyro.
The Jam.
And
Stereophonics.
There you go, because we've had that twice.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. 10 days, 9 different artists, they've all been wrong. This is 100% genuine. The artist has been locked in. Dominic and I do not know the answer. Every day when the caller gets on to play the game, I do not know what the caller is going to say. I don't know what their guess is going to be. And equally, we don't know if they're right or wrong until we all find out together if they're right or wrong. It's £1,000 just for getting on to play the game. And if you get it right, you win £25,000. It's day 11. You could be on today. So text now.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Reading gets
This is a nice thing. James, you'll love this. Dear everybody, I've been listening to your show since the very beginning on Radio X. We listen every morning on our way into work. We work at the Royal Gunpowder Mills in Waltham Abbey in Essex.
The what?
The Waltham Abbey Royal Gunpowder Mills is a charity and an industrial heritage attraction set within 175 acres of wildlife-rich grounds. We do an incredible annual fireworks display, as you would if they got gunpowder. On the theme of explosive stuff, we know, James, how much you love sampling chili-related foods.
No.
We have sent some dynamite sauces to try, along with some other branded items from our shop.
Great.
So this is called Swift Burn.
Oh,
it's named after you.
Yeah, you should have that,
I
really.
I did 100 metres at school. It's garlic herb hot sauce. And apparently it's not actually that hot. It's just really
tasty.
Have
you tried it?
Thank you very much. And there it is.
So why don't you try it?
Try it first.
I've tried a bit already.
No, and then...
All right.
Just try a bit now. It's only a small bottle.
That's it. Oh, do you know, it smells incredible.
Does it smell hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not hot. Okay. It's really tasty, but not hot.
Did you try it then?
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Did you just go, hot? Oh.
It smells hot, though.
No, it's not. Wait, it might smell hot. It's not
hot. Give it to you. Give it to you, big girl.
Louis, can I have some water, please?
Who's Bluey?
Louis.
All right.
It's on the brain with you.
No, it's not.
Aye.
Please, Louis.
It's not. It's tasty rather than ridiculously hot, isn't
it? It's actually very, very nice.
It's very tasty. It's got a little bit of a...
Yeah. It's more warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Swift burn.
More warm than hot. You going to try a bit, James?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, it smells hot.
Go on.
What's going on? It's going in. Three.
Come on, then. I didn't actually try it.
Then. I didn't either.
I didn't actually get any on my finger.
I didn't actually have any.
Did you?
No, I didn't get any.
Okay. Oh, it's hot.
I just picked it.
But...
Oh! But...
Manageable.
Really?
Oh, there you are.
I think you're getting better.
No, I just don't think that's... Some of these ones are silly hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Will prank you.
A hot sauce that is just hot for... Bar a radio show, I don't know what those stupid hot sauces are for.
It's a problem for the next, like, few hours, isn't it, when they do that?
It could be.
You wanted to go, woo, hello, that's going to kick. Oh, it's really nice. And then you have a bit more.
They've sent loads of stuff in as well. Have you ever seen a glow stick... in, like, a foam glow stick before. Isn't that clever?
Now?
You should take this to Glastonbury. So they've sent those in.
How many of those did they send in?
Four, six. Right. You got six of those. And you got a goodie bag with a rubber, a pencil, a pen, and a magnet.
Well, thanks.
Don't take those to Glastonbury. That'd be weird. Thanks very much. This is Serena, who works there. She's the general manager. If you want to have a look on Instagram, they're Gunpowder Mills. All one word. And the annual fireworks display on the 1st of November is meant to be absolutely incredible. There are 60 volunteers who keep the place going and they plan all the events. Please give us a mention, says Serena. And tell everyone to follow us. We're banging.
All right.
Very good.
Lovely. We're banging, you see, because it's gunpowder. Very good. Very
well,
clever.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Do you want to actually try it now?
No, I'm... Yeah.
Actually, it's preferred. James has tried it now, so you need to try it. I can't because I'm intermittent fasting, and it would be classed as food, of course. Well, wouldn't it? Awesome.
Oh, do you know what? That's nice.
Isn't it?
That's a bit more like Tabasco.
Do you want a bit of that in your breakfast today?
Yes, I'd happily have some of that.
Right, me too, but sadly I'm not having breakfast. So
do you want to try a little bit of that,
intermittent fasting? Can I?
Well, but
it's a liquid. Liquids don't count.
You're allowed liquids.
Yeah, but, like, you know...
Oh, that's lovely.
What can I do?
Do you know what? That is really nice.
Well done, guys.
Swift burn.
Apparently, the gunpowder mill does a fantastic Halloween too. That's what we've been told.
Oh, I bet.
So there you are.
Yeah. Thanks, Serena, for sending that stuff in. The stationery and the glow sticks and everything. Oh, I've just seen the time. We're out of time.
Is that it?
dom@radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send us an email, a bit like Serena did, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
Uh-huh.
Radio X.
Yes.
30 Leicester Square. Mm-hmm. In London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
What are you having for breakfast today?
Smoked salmon and avocado.
Do you know what goes well with that? A little bit of hot sauce.
Hot sauce on the side.
James, what are you having?
Granola.
Do you know what doesn't work with that?
Yes.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Yes.
So you are free.
Yeah.
And Dom.
I'll have some.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going in.
I'd love to, but I can't, sadly. It's
a shame you missed out on the
option.
7:41, Lions for today's 5,000-pound box. Lions close at 8 o'clock this morning, so you've got 90 minutes to text in. You've got loads of time.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You could be on playing the game today.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar. July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Tic Tac gets it. Being stuck in traffic is a massive pain. But at least you've got a seat. That's nice, isn't it? Having a seat is fantastic. Is anything better than getting one? I mean, maybe there is, but it's definitely not standing in a really long queue on the M1. So feel that seat under your bottom.
Ooh.
And enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
It is a lovely sunny day, and Pepper and George are playing in the garden.
Oh, that's my exercise alarm. Right, I'm off for a run.
What can we do, Daddy?
Why don't you jump in muddy puddles, Pepper? That's very good exercise.
Pepper and George love getting muddy.
Jump in, Daddy.
Well, perhaps just a few jumps then. Here I come.
Everyone loves getting muddy. Join in the adventures at Pepper's very own theme park.
Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers. Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Johnny Vaughan.
Had to take the boy off to a soft play. And he went with a mate. Needless to say, all ended in tears.
Of course.
Classic. Then yeah. Suddenly they just came out. They just emerged from one of the soft play areas, just looking like...
It's gone wrong.
Oh, it's fantastic. So in the end, to distract them, it was chase me.
Okay.
But then they wouldn't stop. I found myself, it was really hot in there, like wedged in a sort of net pipe. Thinking, I'm getting too old for this.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Calm down, dear. It's just a radio show.
Radio X. We are going to Glastonbury very, very soon. We have flags to go to our listeners who are also going, and we'll speak to one of them after the view.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? But tell me I'm not making a fool of myself. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that make your head spin around. So get yourself together and you're jumping back on the ride. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. I take my hats off to the busker man. When they drown all the sorrows, they sing a song. Now everything has worked out to plan, but believe me, he's smiling as long as he can. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, some pressure you don't know, that make your head spin around. So get your sense together and you'll choke you back on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you've done achieving.
There you go, Radio X.
Radio X, Glastonbury flags.
What did you say his name is? Aaron.
Aaron.
As in sweater.
Yes.
All right, Aaron sweater. Morning, Aaron.
Morning, Chris.
This is Aaron, everybody.
Morning, Aaron.
He's going to Glastonbury.
Morning, dog.
Ah, oh, awesome.
Hey, Glastonbury.
Have you been before?
Maybe a couple of times. How many? Possibly 17.
17. 17, Aaron.
Yeah, just a few.
Wow.
Your surname's not Evis, is it?
Yeah, Aaron Evis. Know.
Yeah, just don't tell anybody.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it to ourselves.
If you've been that many times, it probably just, they all just melt into one though, don't they?
Yeah, but they're always special. Yeah. That Wednesday walking in is always the highlight of the year.
I have never done a Wednesday walking in. I've only ever done a Friday.
That's the hospitality life though, don't it?
Yeah, you're right, Aaron.
Hospitality, yeah. Do you know what? Hospitality is quite good on a Friday.
I was going to say, I've heard the canapes are pretty special.
Well, yeah, but Friday's better because there's slightly less people, so, you know, the waiter's service is so much better.
That's it.
Yeah, and the long drops are starting to smell by then for you as well.
Exactly.
The what? Right. I don't know what you mean.
Posh loose, my bad.
Do you mean the luxurious bathrooms they have?
With the butlers that wash your hands, that's the one.
That's the fella.
Yeah. That Roman spa hospitality is fantastic, it really is.
Were you lucky enough?
Not jealous.
No. Were you lucky enough to watch Folk Face in one of your Glastonbury visits or not?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was lucky to see the Rolling Stones.
I saw the Rolling Stones. Nice. Is that about 10 years ago now?
Joe, I was trying to think about it this morning. Yeah, it's a long time ago now.
I remember 10 years ago. I'll never forget. I really want, because I think it was Primal Scream and then the Stones, I think. Or there was maybe another gap. I can't remember.
2013.
Was it really?
Oh, wow.
And I had a little rucksack full of booze. And like ciders and beers. Mm. And all I was looking forward to was just being in that field with all my mates watching the Stones. So happy. I was so excited.
Mm. It was a big crowd.
And two songs in, I suddenly needed a wee. And I'm like, no. Song three, song four. Mm. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like rocking back and forwards like that. And the conversation was had. Was, you're right. I need a wee.
When you've got to go, haven't you?
And one of my mates goes, just wee in one of them empty cans of lager. Just wee in that. No one's going to... Did she be all right?
Yeah.
No one's going to see. And then one of my female friends goes, you can't do that. You can't get it out. Just have a wee. So I got about... I got to like the eighth song. And I'm like, I've got to get out of the crowd and go to the loo. But the thing is, if you've never been to Glastonbury, but you've been to a festival, if you're in the middle of that field, which was pretty much we were, getting out of that crowd to break away, that can be another 15 minutes.
Oh, easily. It's a proper skill.
So my tip for any festival now is if you're looking forward to seeing any band, any singer, always go before you go.
Absolutely.
Always go.
Tactical wee.
Before you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a great advert.
I'm telling you. Or gig nappy.
Oh, no.
No, I've not heard of them.
You basically just put a nappy on.
Yeah.
And then you can go when you want to go.
Yeah.
Well,
you look like
I think I'll leave that one.
You look like a gig nappy kind of a person to me.
I'm actually selling them this Glastonbury, so come and see me.
You're like a fortune.
Yeah, you know.
Where do you live?
So I live in Taunton now, but originally from Wales, so literally 3 miles from the festival site.
Oh, yeah, oh, wow. Wales is lovely.
And what do you do?
I'm a sales manager for a rubber and plastic company.
Oh, that's every kid's dream when they're at school, isn't it?
Do you prefer rubber or plastic? Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
Oh, rubber, hey?
Yeah. Let's go rubber, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we should all say rubber.
I'll go rubber as well.
Yeah.
James,
trio of rubbers.
Yeah, there you are.
That's it. Rubber all the way for us.
Lovely. Mm. Are you a family man?
I am, yeah. I'm a dad dad for the last 8 weeks.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so hopefully as long as the festival weather's kind to us, he's going to come into his first festival on a Sunday.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, nah, you crazy idiot.
Are you getting any sleep yet or not?
Minimal, but if you ask the partner, I'm getting a lot.
yeah, so easy for you, Aaron.
Well, I've got to still work, haven't I?
That's it.
What's your partner's name?
Kate? Yeah.
All right, just writing that down. Is she going to Glastonbury?
Possibly on the Sunday. She's got a Sunday ticket.
Lovely.
So who are you going with?
So I'm going with a big group of us. So there's Jamie Brown.
Oh,
Harrison,
God. Oh, not Jamie Brown.
Jamie Brown.
Everybody with a name like Browner is always trouble.
Yeah.
Ashton. Scotty Hooper. There's loads
of Scotty Hooper. Not the Hoops.
Do you know what? Scotty Hooper. He sounds like trouble.
Sam Fender last night as well, so.
He's getting around, isn't he?
Is Scotty Hooper a bit of a wrong'un, would you say?
After a few shandies, yeah.
100%
wrong.
Yeah,
oh, the Hoopster.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, please.
Hoop dog.
So when are you going to go down? Here we go. Watch this. Wednesday?
Wednesday morning.
Perfect.
Yes.
Good.
Lord.
Mm-mm. If you're from Wales, though, do you know, like, have you got, don't say this the wrong way, but do you know, is there a secret back entrance? Do you know, like, oh, don't go down there. You're going to go left there, then right there.
I think they've all been found out over the years now. So
probably.
The luxury of still queuing for 5 hours is there, if not longer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it can take ages for us to be driven onto site. It really...
Imagine Redgate gets really busy on a Friday.
I have no idea what gate we're going. Look, just drive us in, drop us off the hospitality car park.
There are many ways to enjoy Glastonbury out there, Aaron.
We do. Do you know what's funny is the route that we go into Glastonbury in is you drive on the little gravelly, like, roads on the inside of the festival. You drive past a load of the long drops.
Oh. Windows
you
up
do the window
bit.
Up, I guess.
Yeah, and there was one of the girls on their first trip the other year was like, what's all that there? We're like, just look the other way. Look the other way. You don't need to see that.
Yeah.
All right, so you want a flag?
Absolutely, we want a flag.
So if you go to Glastonbury every year, you've probably seen our flags.
All the time. Yeah. And I always tried to get one for the last few years.
Oh, okay.
Well
done.
We have a few left. Yeah. The flags we have left are the 1975, or so 50 years ago. That's my joke. We have Oh No, It's Gone Brown, and then a picture of me feeding Nick Ferrari Chucky Egg. Which one would you like?
There's only one, and I can't believe it hasn't gone. 100%, I need you feeding Nick Ferrari at the festival the whole time.
Yes.
Really? Absolutely right, Aaron. Well done. Good choice.
Yes.
I thought as you have a mate whose name is Brown, you'd have gone for Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
No.
Yeah, but he's already attention seeking, so we don't need any more of that.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah, stuff him, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what to say because I really don't know how I feel about the flag with me feeding Nick Ferrari egg and soldiers, but it's yours,
I've got
my
big
friend.
Plans for it.
What
have you? What are the plans?
Burn it.
I want to hear all of the plans.
So it's coming to Glastonbury, and then 3 weeks later, we run another little festival just outside of Glastonbury, and it's going to sit Pride of Place on the main stage up there as well.
Oh, I love this, Aaron.
There's no need, Aaron.
Yeah, I think when the enemy are playing, I think it'd be brilliant for them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
What's that festival?
The Godney Gathering.
Godney. Oh, okay.
Godney
Gathering.
And is that yours?
There's a group of us, yeah. There's about 10 of us that volunteer to put it on. And then there's a great team of volunteers that help build it.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out. Have a look at that. All right. Well, it's yours, that weird, you weird man. You get your weird flag. I had to pick that
exactly.
One.
That's made my glass real ready.
Yeah, well, you're a loon.
I can't wait to watch that on television.
You're going to, it is a curse, but it's a rewarding curse having a flag at Glastonbury. And we'll see you there.
Yeah, you'll see it at Shed 7, definitely.
Oh, God. Do you know what? That flag version of me might be the only me that makes it. They're on at 3:15 on Friday. On the radio till 10 o'clock.
Oh,
all the best, mate. Gotcha. See you at Glastonbury.
All the best. Take care, everyone.
All the best. Aaron. There you go. That is Aaron. He gets my weird flag, lovely.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
All right, which means there are only... There's two flags left, is that it?
That's
If you're going to Glastonbury, just send us a text right now in capital letters that starts with Glasto and just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you're going with, when you're going, would you really, really, really like a flag? It's a bit of a pain in the ass to have it, but it is rewarding because you will get people coming up to you going, hey, you got a flag. You'll meet all the other flag bearers, you'll meet us, we'll have a right old time. So you've got Oh No, It's Gone Brown and the 1975 or so 50 years ago, which is, I think it's a very funny flag.
Very funny joke. Like it.
Text now if you're going to Glastonbury. We've got two flags left.
The Chris Miles Show.
7:58. Lines closed for today's £25,000 box in 60 seconds from now. Be quick.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior. Radio X.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar. July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The Dulux Decorator Centre Super Saver event is here. Save up to 30% off problem-solving paints from Dulux Trade, Zinsser and BDEC. Mix your perfect colour with up to 25% off Dulux Trade, Dulux Heritage and Armstead. Plus, enjoy up to 30% off accessories including Hamilton. Shop now and save at least 20% off thousands of products. Dulux Decorator Centre, with you for 130 years. Discount off shelf prices 16th to 22nd of June. Sunday online only, terms and exclusions apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yep.